Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. This is our lesson 324, our part two review, our chapter 69 entitled On the Mount of Aleph, part three, on this Sabbath, February 27, 2021. Our opening Tiny Tot song that we had shared last Sabbath is entitled Lift Him Up. Lift up the trumpet, also known as Jesus is coming again, and our dear brother Gray will be the one to share it with us.
Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again. Echo it, hilltops, proclaim it, ye plains, Jesus is coming again. Coming in glory, the Lamb that was slain, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again. Heavings of earth tell the vast wondering throng, Jesus is coming again. Tempest and whirlwind, the anthem prolong, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again. Nations are angry, by this you do know, Jesus is coming again. Knowledge increases, men run to and fro, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little ones, the little toddler, by the help of their parents or older sibling, would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Have a blessing, dear.
Amen. Thank you, God, for waking up this morning for Emma for healing. Amen.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for guiding and protecting us throughout the night and throughout the week. Please be with us this day. Send your heavenly angels and your Holy Spirit to encamp about us wherever we are. Those that are here listening on the phones, those that are listening at a later time, may you please guide and protect us in a special way. We thank you and we love you in all the name in Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, dear ones, we are still praying that we will have a toddler book that we will share with the little ones, and hoping also to come about bringing the family to participate as well, and allow them to read from the book to share what it is that they have learned from the new book. So keep in prayer this project, dear ones. So remember, little ones, a little walk with Jesus make it all right. And if you have any difficulties, just lift up a prayer with your family and with your little brothers and sisters that the Lord will continue walking with you and giving you the power to overcome. Our opening song to our theme is from the scripture, is a scripture song from the book of Psalms 34, verse 11, 13, and 14. And it's in the section found in character building in scripture song singer. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 34, 11, 13, and 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 34, 11, 13, and 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. If any one of the older siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open a review section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Okay, go ahead, pray.
Thank you, God, and on this morning, for my daddy, for my uncle, and his uncle, and for my daddy, and my sister, but for being the paper jacket, it would have to work, and I did it, and I would take it out, and then we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And
now
in the Father,
which art
in heaven.
Okay, go ahead.
O Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread. As we give us our debtors.
As we forgive us our debts. As we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation.
Deliver us from evil,
for thine is the kingdom,
and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening verse for our review lesson is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6 and 11 margin.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto the understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So what have we learned, dear ones, and ways we have grown this week? Before we hear your question, your comment, or anything you would like to share with your dear Remnant family, let's take a few minutes to review what we have learned from last Sabbath, from our part one of our lesson entitled On the Mount of Olives, part three in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph where we have left off, continuing from page 630 from our part three, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 630. Continuing. Continuing.
Continuing.
From
page
630. From our part three.
Part three.
Then
shall
be
great
tribulation.
He says
such
as
was
not
since
the
beginning.
The beginning.
Good.
Of
the world.
The world.
To this time.
Time.
No.
Nor.
Ever.
Shall. Be.
And.
Except.
Those
days
should be
shortened.
There
should know
flesh
be saved.
But
for the
elect's
sake,
those days
shall be
shortened. Next slide, please. Can I say next slide, please? Continuing. For more than 1,000 years, such persecution as the world had never before known was to come upon Christ's followers. Millions upon millions of his faithful witnesses were to be slain. Had not God's hand been stretched out to preserve his people, all would have perished. But for the elect's sake, he said, those days shall be shortened. Desire of Ages, page 630, paragraph 5.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 631.
Mommy. Desire of Ages,
Mommy.
631. It is purple, okay. Now.
In.
Unmistakable.
Language.
Our Lord.
Speaks.
Of.
His.
Second.
Coming.
And
he
gives
warning
of dangers to proceed.
His advent
to the world. If any man shall say unto you,
Lo,
here is Christ.
Or there.
Believe it not.
For this shall
arise.
arise,
arise,
false Christ,
false Christ,
and false prophets,
false prophets,
and false,
false
prophets,
prophets.
And
shall
show great signs,
signs
and wonders,
wonders
in so much
that
if it were possible
they shall
deceive
the very
elect. Behold,
I have told you before.
Okay, thank you. And on the slide it says from Matthew chapter 7 verse 15, beware of fake prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Amen. And continuing on the next slide. And continuing the reading. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh from out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. As one of the signs of Jerusalem's destruction, Christ had said, many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. False prophets did rise, deceiving the people. And also on the slide, it says, he is in the desert, and it shows a priest and a boy, and it says, go not forth. And it says, he is in the secret chambers, and it says, believe not. And also it says on the slide, like the false prophets called Bar-Jesus, Elymas in Greek in Paul's time. Amen.
Hey, continuing.
My cane. And leading.
Great numbers. Into the desert. Magicians. And sorcerers. I don't know how to explain what magicians and sorcerers. I don't even know how I can explain that.
Say
sorcerers.
I can mind.
Sorcerers.
Yeah.
Good. Claiming.
Claiming.
Miraculous.
Miraculous.
Power.
Power.
Drew. The people. After them. Into.
Okay.
The mountain.
Okay.
Solitudes. Yeah, I know they're big words. But this.
What?
Prophecy.
No, I should see.
Was.
Until.
Was.
What? Was.
Good. Spoken.
Water.
Good. Also.
Also.
What? Also.
But.
For.
For.
The.
But.
The. Last.
That.
Day.
Day.
This sign. Is given.
Is given.
As a sign of the second advent.
Even now, false Christs
and false prophets say prophets, are showing,
are showing
signs
and
wonders to seduce
his
disciples. Do we not hear the cry, behold, he is in the desert? Next slide, please.
Good job. Also, dear Sister Christina, if you would like to be able to kind of allow Jeremiah or little children to understand magic and sorcery, if you take them back to the story about Moses when Pharaoh had his magician with the staff, you can have, there's a little Bible study, maybe later I will be able to send you a little link that they can be able to see. It's basically like trick of the eyes, you know, a lot of deception and also sorcery, because they were actually worshiping Satan. So there was a lot of manifestation that was evil. And for the understanding of the little children, they have little Bible studies so they can be able to see. Okay, let us continue. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are in the room. Continuing from our page 631, if any one of the dear brethren would like to be able to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 631. Have not thousands gone forth into the desert hoping to find Christ? And from thousands of gatherings where man professed to hold communion with departed spirits, is not the call now heard? Behold, he is in the secret chambers. This is the very claim that spiritism puts forth, but what says Christ? Believe it not, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And also on the slide it says, this is the very claim that Spiritism puts forth, and what says Christ? Believe it not. Desire of Ages, page 631. Paragraph 1.
The Desire of Ages, page 631. The Savior gives signs of his coming, and more than this, he fixes the time when the first of these signs shall appear. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And on the sides on the left, it says, the moon became as blood, as it's red in the picture. The sun became black, appearing as a solar eclipse. It is black. It happened in May 19, 1780, known as the Dark Day, according to Luke 21, 25 to 38, King James Version. Stars fell November 13th, 1833, and the bottom says the second coming of our Savior was yet future. Next slide, please. Continuing, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Desire of Ages, page 631, paragraph 2.
Continuing the reading. At the close of the great papal persecution, Christ declared the sun should be darkened and the moon should not give her light. Next, the star should fall from heaven, and he says, learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that He is near, even at the doors. Matthew chapter 24, verse 32 and 33 margin. That's taken from Desire of Ages, page 632, paragraph 1. And on the slide, it says, Dear Ones, please see slide 20 for the reference on the events that took place. And then it also shows a picture of the parable of the fig tree and says, Now learn a parable of the fig tree when its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves. You know that summer is nigh.
Bye.
And continuing, come. Christ has given signs
of his coming.
He declares that we may know when he is near, even at the doors. He says, of those who sees these signs, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. These signs have appeared. Now we know of a surety of a surety that the Lord's coming is at hand, is at hand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, he says, but my words shall not pass away. Desire of Ages, page 632, paragraph 2. And on the slide, it shows again the picture of the great earthquake, the black sun, when the star fell, and the moon blood red. It also says a scripture from Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, King James Version. Verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. And also it says, if today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear ones. So let us consider our verse that we always read before we begin to hear your comments and your question. Taken from 1 Peter chapter 3:15, King James Version is also a memory verse. Song. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And with that said, dear one, so what we have learned and ways we have grown, this particular chapter is very difficult for the little ones. But by God's grace, if you need a little bit more research that it can be able to be brought in simple form, please send an email to me. I will put an email in the bottom. And also we can find a lot of materials that are also in the Let There Be Light Ministry website. So these are the 6 questions that we hold for our review section. And I'm just going to read it out for those that will be listening over other devices. The 6th question is as follows. Number 1, who is the main character or characters in our lesson? Number 2, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number 3, where did the story take place? Number 4, when did the story begin? Number 5, how could you relate to the story? And number 6, what did you learn from this lesson? And you can either text it in the room for us to be able to read it and relate it for those that cannot see the screen. So, dear ones, if anyone of our dear remnant family would like to take one of the questions and answer it for all to hear and share your thoughts, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Was the first question, who was the main characters?
Yeah, who is the main character on characters?
Christ.
So Jesus and false prophets?
Jesus and his disciples.
Can you name the 4 disciples that was with him while he was explaining the prophecies of destruction of Jerusalem?
Peter, John, James, and Andrew.
Praise the Lord. Who would like to take the second question, dear ones? What is the main idea for this section of our story?
Danielle? The main idea. What was the main idea?
To be aware of wolves in sheep clothing.
Anybody else would like to share on the main idea of our story?
Events that will take place before Christ's second coming.
And what events are these, dear ones?
The events were the stars falling, the moon going red, and the sun black.
And the great earthquake.
Good job. Number 3, where did the story take place?
On the Mount of Olives.
Amen. Number 4, when did the story begin? Again, there were many parts, but the main place where it began. Anyone?
When Christ said, then shall be great tribulation.
Good job. Number 5, how could you relate to the story? We would like to hear from everyone that is participating and those that would like to share their thought as well for the sake of blessing the little ones and their siblings. May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
I can relate to the story in the sense that before getting and still learning to walk with Christ, on an individual basis, we took whatever we were learning from tradition, from our grandparents, our parents, and those that are around us, that was in the church as what it was. But in walking with Christ and trying to pick up your cross daily, you better understand what firsthand food is, and that is going and study in thyself to show or prove that we may not be deceived. The very things that, for example, I can relate to it by growing up, I was a Sunday worshiper, and that's the truth that I know. But as the Lord had called me out of darkness into his light, I had learned about the Sabbath, and by his grace and mercy has continued to walk in that way. And that is how I can relate to this story. If we come when we are called and we harden not our hearts, we can know the truth so that we not be told, lo, he is here when he is not, and lo, he is there when he is not.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Anybody else would like to share how they relate to the story? It could be also part 1, 2, and 3. We're going to continue because of time pressing on our number 6. What did you learn from the lesson, dear ones? If you are shy, if you would like to type it in the room, if anyone would like to be able to share their thought for the blessing of thy remnant people, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
The signs before God's second coming.
Danielle learned the signs before the coming of Christ. Also, I learned that we're to study for ourselves versus listening to other people. No matter what anyone tells you, we have to study and make sure that what is being said to us is the truth. Otherwise, we're going to fall just like they are falling. Gabby, what did you say you learned?
That this study fell before.
Lilith?
I learned that these events and stuff may have happened in the past or might be happening right now. Oh, shows that Christ coming, that Christ is near and that he isn't far away. And since reading about others chapter, even reading from events in history that particularly describe these events and stuff actually have happened, This we do know that he is not far.
Amen.
And I've also learned, sorry, Titi, would you go ahead?
No, it's okay. Go ahead, dear sister.
Also learned that the destruction of Jerusalem, was not just for that time, but also for our time, and that we, have to prepare ourselves by the grace of God to be obedient to the will and to the instructions that are given again. And in order for us to be able to do that, we have to go daily to Christ and partake of the heavenly manna, sit and sap with.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And the thought that I would like to share is that why is it so important to be able to learn events? This is one of the key for the big deception that they do have. If you don't know the events that I had already had passed, like the great earthquake that was prophesied that was going to happen, it's called Lisbon in Portugal, the great earthquake that happened November 1st, 1755. If we don't know the events, right now, there's so many deceptions in the world, and they take the regular things that happen in this world and will try to be able to bring about past events as present truth. So it's very important for us to know present truth and the events so we'll not be deceived, especially by today's modern church leaders and so-called prophets. So we need to be able to study for ourselves and see the events, because the events are tools that was left for us to know warning, also admonition of how to be able to take the present truth of today. And I would like to go back in the chat by dear Sister Joan when it was asked about the magician. It says, magician deal with sleight of hand, sorcery take power from the evil agents, which is Satan and his fallen angels. I agree also, dear ones. And this is, let me continue to look up to see if I find anything. Meanwhile, and my sister added, and also Disney,
the world of Disney,
the world of Hollywood, all of the trick of the eyes and all of the different things that they have to allow many children to be deceived as well in these days. Give me a chance, dear ones, to continue, and then I will read what is in the chat. because of pressing time. Sharing a thought, dear ones, taken from Review and Herald, May 12, 1881, from paragraph 1 and 3. If anyone of the dear brethren would like to help read the paragraph, meanwhile, I will bubble down.
The Christian's privilege. Many who are sincerely seeking for holiness of heart and purity of life seem perplexed and discouraged. They are constantly looking to themselves and lamenting their lack of faith. And because they have no faith, they feel that they cannot claim the blessing of God. These persons mistake faith for feeling. They look above the simplicity of the truth and thus bring great darkness upon their souls. They should turn the mind from self to dwell upon the mercy and goodness of God and to recount his promises and then simply believe that he will fulfill his word. We are not to trust in our faith, but in the promises of God. When we repent of our past transgressions of his law and resolve to render obedience in the future, we should believe that God, for Christ's sake, accepts us and forgives us our sins, Darkness and discouragement will sometimes come upon the soul and threaten to overwhelm us, but we should not cast away our confidence. We must keep the eyes fixed on Jesus. Feeling or no feelings, we should seek to faithfully perform every known duty and then calmly rest in the promises of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Brother Dick. And also we found a poem. It's entitled By the Truth. In the Family Bible Lesson, Part 2, Quarter 2, Lesson 10, from page 256 on the Children Activity Book, Sunlight Education Ministry, Homeschooling from the Bible. If anyone of the dear brethren would like to take one of the paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Go thou in life's fair morning. Go in thy bloom of youth and buy for thine adorning the precious gem of truth. Secure this heavenly treasure and bind it on thy heart, and let not worldly pleasure e'er cause it to depart.
Go while the day star shineth, go while thy heart is light, go ere thy strength declineth, while every sense is bright. Sell all thou hast and buy it, 'tis worth all earthly things, rubies and gold and diamonds, scepters and crowns of kings.
Go ere the clouds of sorrow still o'er the bloom of youth, defer not until till tomorrow, go now and buy the truth. Go seek thy great creator, learn early to be wise, go place upon the altar a morning sacrifice. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Remnant family. If you have a testimony or a story, we can be able to still share it during the ending of our sermon section or at the ending of the youth when we have a little bit of time. But because of present time, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Sabbath school review for our chapter 69. Part 3. Next week, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled On the Mount of Olives in our study book, Desired Ages. If anyone of our dear guests, family, would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. If we can all bow our heads and our knees as possible as we boldly go before the throne of grace. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, for allowing us to come boldly to the throne of grace and leave all things them at thy feet. We would like to also be like the disciple, Father Jesus. You were present with us 2,000 years ago, sitting at that mount, speaking to your disciple to prepare them for not only what was happening in their time, but to see also that we will be doing the same thing. Father, we could still do that. We can go at your feet with your holy word and with the spirit of prophecy and ask, are these things so, dear Lord? In what way can we be able to not only take a part of such a time as this, but also how can we relate it to others? How can we come to not only understand it, but helping us, Father Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit to put it into practical use? Thank you for allowing us to be handpicked, dear Lord, to live in such a time. Father, you're the only one that knows the depth and the height and the reason why we are all here. We pray, dear Lord, that we make our calling and election short and to be able to continue digging in. There's so much to learn. And Father, we don't have that much time, but we know in your time, you can be able to let us learn more than we can even imagine. Please bless the little ones, bless their parents, bless their family. Help us, Lord, to be able to rise to the occasion. Bless the elders, Father Jesus, and especially the remnant people that are scattered all over the world in different remote of this world trying to give this message a certain sound. Help us, Father Jesus. Forgive us for our lack of understanding. Help us that we may be able to take the time and sit and sat with thee. Be with the little ones, Father Jesus. May you allow the parents to sit down and what they don't understand, to still ask. For the Lord said that if we come boldly to the throne of grace and ask anything in his name, it shall be given. Forgive us for our sins and iniquity and our shortcomings, dear Lord. Forgive us for our Christ-like spirit. I plead the blood of Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and give us the ability to be here, not only be here to listen, but be here to be able to say, Father Jesus, here I am. Not only send us, but tell us in what way we shall be able to be in our proper lot. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will have lesson 325 from our chapter 69 on the Mount of Olives, part 4. And that will be held, dear ones, March 6, 2021. May the Lord bless each and every one of you. And may you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath. God bless.